Hi, my name is Zakaran A, and welcome to my video and podcast, How to Be a Conscious, Deliberate Creator of Reality to Literally Make All Your Dreams Come True. Because we are all creators. The most fulfilling existence imaginable is to become a conscious and deliberate creator of your desires. There is nothing more exciting and delicious and empowering than to have extremely clear, conscious awareness of a personal desire to be, do, or have something, and then to be consciously aware of any resistance you may have, any beliefs or programs, etc., that are limiting the manifestation of your desire, and then consciously and deliberately releasing that resistance. And then consciously and deliberately allowing the manifestation of your desire by surrendering to your awesome creative power and the unconditional nature of the universe. And allowing yourself to enjoy the feelings of being, doing, and having your desires, regardless of whether or not you physically have those desires yet or not. Where physical conditions do not determine your happiness, but instead you determine your joy consciously and allow your natural state of joy and surrender to your natural states of love and happiness and prosperity and health and well-being, etc. And then you act upon inspiration from that place of joy and love and prosperity, because it is fun to act and fun to do. And fun to be physical. And struggle is optional and not remotely necessary. But instead, your surrender to your natural creative state of ease. And then you consciously and deliberately recognize and honor your awesome, magnificent power of creation when your desires manifest in physical reality. You then revel in self-pride because you created that. I created that. Yeah, I'm a legend. Consciously and deliberately, I created it consciously and deliberately. I decided and allowed it, and it came. I consciously and deliberately created it easily and effortlessly with the unlimited power of the universe and the unlimited power of focus and desire, with no struggle and no hard work. And without trying to prove your worthiness, you created that. Yay! Not to prove how awesome and powerful you are to others, but to remind yourself that you have the complete power to create absolutely anything you desire. You are an integral, conscious, deliberate, important, and priceless creator of universes. You are a beacon of creative power, reminding everyone else that they can also become conscious and deliberate creators and make all their dreams come true. And then, as a conscious, deliberate creator, as a master of conscious creation, you realize that the adventure of creation is not about the creations. It's about the creating. Because when one desire has manifested and you have expanded, there are always an infinite amount of new desires to be desired, and new levels of contrast of unwanted things and things that you will naturally desire improvement for arrive, which inspires new desires. But instead of resisting the contrast that inspires the desires for improvement, like most people, you embrace contrast as part of the adventure of creation, as a gift that helps you clarify what you want, not something to resist or to try to kill off or get rid of. As a master of conscious, deliberate creation, you honor every single aspect of life, all the good and all the bad, all the wonderful, beautiful things and all the contrasting things that you don't like that inspire new desires. They're all integral parts of the wholeness of creation. Because without experiencing what we don't like and don't want, we would not know what we do like and do want, and what we desire to consciously create, because we are all naturally unconditionally loving beings at the core of our being. So we don't really have, from that perspective, from that divine perspective, from that source perspective, we don't really have a perspective of right and wrong, of good and bad. So that's why we need the sort of undesirable things to manifest, so that we can decide, I don't like that, but I do like this. The contrast of what we don't like and don't want gives us a reason, as champions of creation, to go on the hero's quest to create improvement, not to vanquish our enemies and kill what we don't like, but instead to just create something brand new. Conscious creators do not try to kill off what they don't like to somehow be left with what they do like, because that does not work. Whatever you focus upon, positive or negative, you get more of it. That's how creation works. That's how the law of attraction works. This is a universe of attraction, not assertion. Absolutely everything is attracted, not asserted upon you. And the question to always ask is, what was I thinking that attracted this? And the answer is, well, how do you feel now? Do you feel helpless? Do you feel powerless? Do you feel victimized? Do you feel angry, disappointed, let down? Whatever it is, that's what you were already feeling and thinking as a result of your previous limited thinking. So, if you're attracting great stuff, then just keep thinking how you've been thinking. Or if you're attracting duty crap, then you had better clean up your stinking thinking. And remember, you're not here to get anything done, and you're here not here to prove anything to anyone. You're just here for the fun and the adventure of creation. You're here for the fun and the adventure of creating, not to amass the creations. Creations, the desires, the dreams, the goals, etc., are just the excuse to go on the adventure of creation. Without the prizes, we would have no desire to expand, and life would cease to exist. Without contrast of unlikable and unlovable and undesirable things, there would be no desire for improvement, and therefore no expansion and no growth, and again, life would cease to exist. So, contrast and desire ensures our immortality and constant, never-ending expansion, evolution, and growth. The completion of a manifestation always ensures a new desire will now manifest. If you have a desire and it finally manifests, well, the manifestation of that desire ensures that a new desire will now be inspired. When you get to the top of the mountain, there are a million more mountains to climb. With each new desire that you allow to manifest without resistance, you discover that you have experienced and therefore can see more and deeper. And from this new expanded position and vision, you see more things to desire and more things to create. The process of creation is not to get things done and now rest on your laurels and prove to everybody how awesome you are. That is where people get stagnant and decay and die, because they are resisting their new desires and living in the past rather than creating a new, more expanded future. So creation isn't about getting things done and accomplishing things to prove your worth. Creation is about never-ending expansion and never-ending fun, which means creation is about never-ending contrast and never-ending desire and never-ending adventure and never-ending excitement. And again, never-ending fun. And the moment that you shift your attention to the journey rather than the destination, and you shift your focus to just feeling good on that journey of creation, regardless if you have won the prize yet or not, and you are a consistently, unconditionally happy person, well, now your desires will consistently manifest into your physical reality. You simply allow life to help you clarify what you don't like and don't want, and then you naturally and instinctively launch rockets of desire out into the universe for improvement. And then you just let the universe do its work of organizing all the cooperative elements to manifest your desires. It's quite simple. And then you take inspired action, action that is inspired by allowance, by ease, and by joy, and by connection to your source, and by connection to abundance, not desperate action to try to manipulate physical reality to bend to your will. In fact, you take no action at all, aside from inner alignment action in the form of meditation and affirmations and processes of alignment, so that you are in a state of allowance, so that you're not blocking your own desires from coming to you. And from that inner state of allowance and clarity and focus, you listen and feel for inspired guidance to act, to get off your butt and get busy. But only because it's fun and you're inspired to do so, not because you have to, you're required to, or it's a drudgery, etc., etc. And here's the kicker. When you encounter contrast of things that you don't like and don't want, you don't punish yourself for getting out of alignment. But instead, you embrace the contrast and say, cool, contrast, yay, what amazing clarity will I get out of this crap that I don't like? What desires do I now have that were inspired by these things that I don't want? What exciting, wonderful things will I create now? And when you fall into the mud pit of unwanted things, say, okay, I am very, very clear about what I don't want. I don't like this. I don't want this. I hate this. This sucks. This sucks the royal dinosaur dong. So what do I really want now? Well, so now stop banging the drum of unwanted things and how much I hate this and hate that, and start banging the drum of wanted things that will be fun when they manifest in your life. Just say, what do I want? Well, and I want this, I want that. And why do I want it? Well, I want it because of this and that, and because I want to feel happy. If you go deep enough, regardless of what you want, the reason you want whatever you want is to feel good. You want to be happy. You want to feel good. So how can you feel good? How can you feel better? Well, if you feel like shit, you're at the bottom of the valley. And jumping to the top of the mountain of pure ecstasy and pure joy is way too big of a leap. You're not going to be able to do it. So instead of trying to get to the final destination of complete happiness and ecstasy, just take one step closer to joy. Just take one step that feels a little bit better. Because it's not about the destination. It's about the adventure and feeling good on the adventure. And the only way to get to the top of the joy mountain is one good feeling step at a time. And each step must be a fun one. Otherwise, you're going to get lost in the valley of despair rather than get to the top of the red rock candy mountain. If your desire is the top of the joy mountain, well, you'll never get there if all you think about is your absence of joy. You can't get to a fun result with an unhappy journey. So whatever your desire is, whether it's the money or the honey or the health or the wealth or the fitness or the fame or the success, the only reason you want whatever you want is to feel good, to be happy. And the only road that will take you to the top of the feel-good, happy mountain is the feel-good, happy trail, where every step is fun and exciting and feels better and feels better and is fun and exciting and more fun and wondrous and full of love and generosity and allowance and wonder and appreciation and excitement. And you can't get to the top of the feel-good, awesome, bliss, ecstasy mountain on the life sucks, poor me, victim trail. You can't get to the top of the wealth, riches mountain, on the I don't have enough, money sucks, rich people suck trail. You can't get to the top of the love mountain on the heartache, nobody loves me, there's no good women, there's no good men anymore trail. Basically, you got to understand the undeniable universal truth that you cannot get a fullness of what you do want when you are focused on an absence of what you want, or focused on what you just basically don't want. And it serves you not to fight against imaginary foes that you falsely believe are trying to keep you from manifesting your desires and keeping you away from your joy, love, abundance, and well-being. So, I hope you enjoyed this video, this podcast. I hope you got something from it. I hope it. Hope you can use these divine teachings to help you powerfully, deliberately, and consciously create and manifest your dreams and desires into your reality. So if you did enjoy this, share it with your friends. Bless them with these amazing teachings. Share it with your friends. Subscribe to my YouTube channel. Send me a message on Facebook. Friend me up. Come visit me at zakiron.com for more self-empowering videos and audios and goodies and to help you become a conscious, deliberate creator of reality. My name is Zakiron, and I help success-minded people create the happy, wealthy, fun, and abundant lifestyle they love. Thanks again for watching this video or listening to this podcast, and I wish you immense joy and abundance in your magnificent journey of divine creation. And, of course, remember to make life a holiday. Woohoo!